all's growing up is like keeping who you really are away from other people. Like whoever you are at 8 is like, that's who you are forever. But growing up means not letting people know that. You just share less as you grow up. Like, maybe don't tell them I think that stuff, you know? I had a Furby way too long. Way too long to where it was like conflicting with me of like, I shouldn't have this, you know? I know I shouldn't have this, but like in my mind I was like, I taught it English. Like, this is a friend. I had it into deep high school. It wasn't like weird. It wasn't like I would like cradle it and feed it a bottle, you know? But like I would wake up every morning and be like, all right, time for school. I'll pet your belly. And then he'd be like, thank you. And I'm like, you fucking got it, man. Like, no problem. Like, fun way to wake up, you know, just with a pal. Like, I love you. Guess what? Love you too, dog. Like, couple of pals. One day after high school, when I was a senior, a girl decided to come back to my house with me. And right before we got back to my house, into my room, I was like, oh yeah, you got a Furby in there. That's not acceptable. So I just like lied. I was like, oh, I forgot to make my bed. I'm embarrassed. 1 second. And I ran in my room and I put my Furby in the closet underneath a bunch of clothes. And then I came back. I was like, come on in. You know, this is my room. And then we hung out and like things started going really great. And I made her laugh really hard. But her laugh woke up the Furby in my closet. So just out of nowhere came a play with me. And she was just like, what is that? And I just like panicked and was like, that's where my family keeps her baby. And she was like, no, that sounds like a Furby, man. With fresh batteries. Didn't really nail high school, is what I'm saying.